Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour, colon, anime. I'm Jake.
I am Josh.
And today we're watching episode 4, Challenge of the Samurai.
It aired in the US on September 11th, 1998, and in Japan on April 22nd, 1997. I read those backwards, but that's fine.
I still don't know how we start Pokemon anime episodes.
Well, if you're new here, we're going to pause the recording, we're going to go watch the episode, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. We're not looking forward to this episode because I'm pretty sure
this is the Metapod episode. I know
entirely for sure that there is a Metapod versus Metapod battle in this.
I know that this was like a goal, like a milestone on Patreon. I know that like we set this, like no one made us do this, but like this how you do me? Us? This how you do me? This how I do me?
And we're back, and we watched Challenge of the Samurai.
Oof.
Guys.
Woof. What an episode.
Yep.
All right, before we talk about Metapod touching backs.
Metapod-ageddon.
For like 4 minutes. You can find us online. We are at PWT Podcast on all your favorite services. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. And you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
And we're on iTunes. If you want to zip over there, give us a rating and review. Make us feel good about not just ourselves, but this thing that we do and keep continuing to do.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this when it's new and fresh, kind of just ignore this next part. But we're also on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you're feeling generous, you can kick a few bucks our way and just help us help ourselves.
Oh, please.
Keep doing please. What we love doing instead of what we hate to do.
Yeah, so also, if you're listening to this when it goes up in the feed and you're not a patron, if you're a patron, you're cool. You're in the inner circle. You guys get it. But if you listen to this when it goes up, we have a new series starting, Pokemon World Tour United. It should be up by the time this goes up into the feed, I'm pretty sure. Go check that out. It's us and our friend Alan, and we're playing the Pokemon Tabletop United RPG, and it's real funny. It's real fun, and you should check it out. I think you'll like it.
All right, you ready to get these Metapods out of the way?
Let's do this. Let's dunk this episode.
We start off with an episode recap of the last 3 episodes.
Okay, so
like, in their entirety, it was forever.
So the episode itself that we watched is 21 minutes and 35 seconds, bell to bell. That's like the start to the end. The theme song is a minute long, at least. The Pokérap at the end is like a minute and a half. And then there's credits, so like we're looking at 2 minutes?
Like 3 to 4 minutes off of that time.
Off that together. And then there's I swear to God, a 2.5 minute recap? So this episode was only like
17 minutes
17
long?
Minutes tops?
It felt like forever. After the recap, we start off on a far shot above the forest, and we hear a screech, just a loud, terrified scream.
It's Misty. If I was a betting man, I would say she found another bug.
We tilt down into the forest, and then kind of cut at the same time. I don't know. It's weird. But Misty is just up in a tree, and Ash is like, you're a wimp. What are you doing up there?
Yeah, she's like hanging onto a branch. It's not a great branch, but she's hanging onto it. And she's like, there's another bug. Get it. Kill it. Get it away from me.
And then Ash is like, is it a Caterpie? And there's like a moo sound. I was taking the note, so I did not see the visual, but there was a moo sound.
Oh, he was wearing a cow outfit, like a you know those like onesies that have hoods on them.
What?
He was wearing a cow onesie.
So this is,
but
this
there's
is
no cows in this world.
This is a pun on a thing that does not exist with no context that led to it.
I want to know what is happening in the Japanese version because
I have no idea.
He literally just went, oh, maybe it's a cow terpy. There was no moo before. There's a moo from that.
And he's in a cow costume because he's making that joke, but there's no reason for that joke to exist.
It's out of nowhere, and it's so dumb.
Anyway, she saw a Weedle. Ash scans it with Dexter, and Dexter says something along the lines of, the needle on its head makes sure that you get the point right where it hurts.
Right where it hurts. It's going to stab you in the gooch.
Oh, no. So Ash is a millisecond away from chucking a Pokeball at it to try to catch it. And he goes, hey, wait. And like looks at us.
Stares at the camera. puts his finger up as if he is, like, remembering something. And he's like, I need to hurt the Pokemon first before I can catch it.
It's like a public service announcement for a fake thing. So he tells Pikachu to go, but Pikachu's too busy taking a nap right now.
He is still sleeping, which is my favorite part of the episode. Is Pikachu being like, no, not participating. Actually, it's one of my two favorites. The other is a cutaway during the 9-minute long Metapod fight.
So while we're just, I guess, talking about Pikachu being sleepy, cut back over to Misty, and Weedle is nuzzling up on her leg, because every bug Pokemon, they're like cats. They can tell if you're not a bug person, and so they love you forever.
But, like, it's kind of funny how it works, because she's like, where did it go? And then she looks down, and it's on her leg, and she's like, oh! And runs away.
And he's just like, oh! So she leaves. She's running away. She's like, fight that thing, kill it, whatever, I'm
out.
Get
rid of it, I hate it.
And so Ash battles it with Pidgeotto.
Yep.
Uses Gust Attack, which, fun fact, in Gen 1, it's a normal type move, not a flying type.
Not a flying type?
So it would technically not have been super effective against Weedle.
How does that make any sense,
though? It doesn't.
There were flying types
in
Gen 1.
Yeah, imagine my surprise when my Pidgey is using Gust on these Caterpies and it's not super effective.
Ash is beating this Weedle.
He's
on the ropes.
Pidgeotto is just gusting it all over the place. So we cut back to Misty, who is catching her breath.
She's like 100 miles away at this point.
And there's a shadowy figure behind a tree that, like, brandishes a sword.
Yeah, like a samurai sword. And he's like, are you the trainer from Pallet that I'm looking for? And she's like, what?
He's holding the point of this thing right between her eyes.
That is dangerous.
Yeah. He's like, are you from Pallet? I'm here to murder you.
Because if you are, I'm just going to poke you
I'm collecting Pallet Town trainers as trophies.
She's like, no. And he's like, very well then. And puts the sword away and walks away. And she's like, Ash is from Pallet. Oh, no.
Yeah. He, like, apologizes. He gets real Fedora Kid about it.
Yeah.
I hate this kid.
This kid is worse than Ash. Ash is still a loser, don't get me wrong, but this kid sucks. I hate him.
He's in full samurai gear, just like, oh yeah, I'm so cool with a bug net. He's like, yeah, I'm the coolest guy.
God, just such a nerd.
We cut back over to Ash. Weedle is doing the best it can. It launches itself at Pidgeotto to hit it with a poison sting, but your boy Pudge dodges.
Pudgeotto. Hi, I'm Pudgeotto. Welcome to Pudgeotto's Combination Barbecue Mechanic.
He dodges and gussets some more, and then Weedle is out of it on the ground. He's got spiralized.
He's got spiralized. He's done. He's
Ash
done
is
for.
About to catch it. Who shows up but Nerd Boy from earlier, who can't just wait a second. He comes up, he's like, are you from Pallet? I need to kill you right now.
And then the worst part is he spends the rest of the episode being like, if you wouldn't have let that Weedle get away, because the Weedle gets away because this kid goes to stab Ash. Because
he's like,
sword.
I have a sword, I need to battle you right now. Ash is like, well, I'm busy, let me catch this Weedle, and then we can talk. He's like, no, right now we must battle.
So he turns around, there's like a blinking outline of where Weedle was, and he looks over, and it's like getting away behind a tree. Ash throws a Pokeball and just bounces off the tree because Weedle got away. This is the impetus for the major problem in the episode. And it's all Samurai Kid's fault, and he keeps blaming it on Ash, and I cannot stand him.
No, he's the nerdiest kid that I think we may ever meet in Pokemon.
Probably.
I hope so. I don't know if I could handle anyone nerdier than him.
I don't know.
So Ash accepts the challenge, and he's like super mad because he had that Weedle right where he wanted it. And he goes to send Pudge out to fight, but he's pooped after fighting Weedle?
Yeah.
Using a couple Gust Attacks?
Well, he was also dodging and flying around and stuff. Misty runs up at some point, and she's like, Ash, no, but it's too late.
Right, well, because she thinks this kid wants to kill him.
Yeah. As soon as he sends Pudge out, Misty's like, you have to let him rest sometimes. Dum-dum.
So he's pooped, but he stays in. And Nerd sends out Pinsir. His name is Samurai.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Nerd.
Well, here's the thing.
He's a bug catcher, but if a bug catcher was a super nerd.
Yeah, because he's dressed like a samurai. He's like, my name is Samurai. It's like, no, your name is like Gerald or something. Like, it's not, your name's not Samurai, buddy. Don't be a dork.
So he sends out Pinsir, which is not an easy Pokemon to get or battle.
No, that's
Pinsir's a big deal.
That's kind of a big deal. That's a Safari Zone Pokemon.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's a big deal, and it's not a wimp. But like, we'll kind of see a little bit later that it is. Maybe he got a bad one.
It is and isn't. I see what they were trying to do. We'll talk about that. It's in a second. Because Pinsir beats Pudgeotto. He told Pidgeotto to use Sand Attack, and Pinsir was like, I can see in the sand, and tackled him
through him, right.
Knocked him out. He was already tired. So Ash calls him back and sends out Metapod.
Oh, boy.
And Nerd Boy is like, oh, I'm going to kill your Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my Pinsir to kill your Pokemon.
Oh.
So there's like a
nightmare, a daymare.
Yeah, of Pinsir crushing Metapod in half. Yeah,
like literally
pincers.
Cutting it in half.
It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah, for this show, in this episode, there's a couple gruesome things. But then he's like, no, and Misty's like, call him back. Please call him back.
He doesn't because he won't use Pikachu this time. Pikachu's up now. He's up.
He's good to go, but...
But instead, Pinsir rushes him with a vice grip, I think. And he has Metapod use Harden, which just one Harden breaks the spikes on the inside of his pincers.
Yeah, it like shatters his like inner pincer spikes.
And I wouldn't call this pincer defeated because he's still up and he's glaring at Metapod.
He's embarrassed, so Bug Boy gets rid of him.
Yeah, Nerd Boy's like, no, come back. And then...
He sends out a Metapod.
He sends out his Metapod.
And they're not even looking at each other. They're back to back.
That depends on who you ask. What side is the front? What side is the back? I always figured that they were facing forward here. That's the way I've always
seen
Metapod.
Their eyeballs and they have a nose on the back.
It's just like a bump. It's like a spine.
But his eyes are also there.
They're like on the side, so it could go either way.
They're more in the front.
If you look
sides.
At it on the front, if you look at it like the other, like a crescent moon, he looks grumpy. Like that's why you called him a grumpy old man because his eyes like slant in and he looks mad. But if you do it the other way, which is the way the sprite also faces in the game, he just looks worried. He's like, oh, I'm just a Metapod.
So in the game, the nose is on the back. Like when you have a Metapod, the nose is facing you.
Yeah, because that's its back. It's not really a nose as much as it's just a spine, because he's a cocoon. He's not a face.
But he is a face, and his eyes are mostly on the back. Maybe I'm looking at him wrong, but like I feel like...
You're looking at it exactly the opposite of the way I've always seen it, so I can't see it your way, and I don't think you can see it my way.
This is the dress. This is the jacket. This is that little...
Yeah.
Oh, which way is the ballerina spinning?
Yeah, forget what color is the dress. What way is Metapod facing?
That's the new hotness.
But now the episode can start. We got 600-700 minutes of Metapods Harden.
I timed it out. I promise you it is at least 3 solid minutes of Metapod versus Metapod.
And it's also time lapse. Like there's a lot of fading to show the passage of time.
The shadows
move across the field.
Misty, at one point we cut to Misty and Pikachu just in lawn chairs sunning. Misty's in a bathing suit just being like, oh, good time as any.
So while they're doing this, we cut to Team Rocket, who's running through the forest in a cardboard box painted up to look like a van.
It's a tank.
They call it a tank. It looks like a van. It has headlights.
It's got like open windows. Like the front is open and they're like, this is going to protect from the bee drills. Meowth is not worried because he's just sitting on top.
Keep in mind that this tank is cardboard.
It is. We don't know that yet.
Well, you can tell by looking at it. It's brown and thin on the inside.
I thought it was all painted gray. I wasn't paying a super amount of attention, though.
No, the inside is definitely like cardboard brown.
At one point, by the way, we are like 9 minutes into the episode.
Yeah, we're about halfway there.
Yeah. Yuck.
We come back to the Metapod battle, and Nerd Boy and Ash are like, just keep hardening.
Yeah, they're just using harden at each other.
And they have been in the same position for so long that rigor mortis has started to set in, and they fall over and do not change their position at all.
They have got to be so cramped up at this point. Just like when they loosen their muscles, they're going to like not work again. They ruined them.
They're all atrophied. As they're laying on the ground, and their Metapods are just chilling. I forget what happens, but Beedrills show up?
At some point, 100 Beedrills come over the woods. Because the Weedle that got away was like, hey, I'm going to go tell my dad on you.
That's why. A bunch of Beedrills show up, and Nerd Boy's like, oh, that Weedle that you let get away went and told his whole family to come beat us up. And Ash is like, well, that was your fault.
No, number one, that was on you.
But we need to go.
They start running.
Nerd Boy calls back his Metapod, but a Beedrill swoops in and steals Ash's.
Yeah. Ash like tries to get it with like the laser that comes out of the Pokeball. He's like, return. And just like the Beedrill's like, no, this is mine.
Yeah,
I own this.
He dodges it.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the Pokemon trainer now.
I am the Ketchum now. They both give chase to Metapod and run away from the rest of the Beedrill at kind of the same time. And they're running down the path. They're being chased by a bunch of Beedrill. Before they take off, Pikachu zaps Ash and a Beedrill.
One Beedrill. Oh, it's about to kill Ash. So,
yeah, so he helps by zapping both of them.
Pikachu's like, no, I'm doing that. If anyone's killing Ash, it's me.
I'm going to take you out with him. They run down the path and they jump behind a bush.
Yeah, they hide behind a bush and start running the opposite way. Or no, they jump behind the bush and that they see like a tree of kahuna.
Yeah, the bee drills fly by and are like, oh, phew, that was close. We did good. And then we look up and there is just a gross tree covered in kahuna, which I don't know if you've ever come across a tree that's covered in any kind of bug.
My aunt's, all the birch trees outside of my aunt's house in Jaffrey are, like, during the spring, are covered in those, like, long, fuzzy caterpillars.
Yeah, we
freaks me out so much.
When I was growing up, we had, like, a pricker bush that grew behind the fence in our backyard that, like, grew over it.
Yeah.
And that would always get covered in, like, those just, like, web nets that cover whole tree branches. It would just be covered in those.
So gross.
So bug stuff is gross. And this tree is covered in kahunas.
Yeah, they're all, like, hanging. Some are stuck to the tree. And also, the metapod is, or I guess capital M, metapod, is also stuck to the tree.
Yeah, he's at the bottom, just, like, resting there.
Just, like, grumpy old man.
Ash is like, oh, hey, metapod! And him yelling to metapod awakens the kahunas, and they all evolve into Beedrill.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened.
Oh, there's, like, 900 Beedrill that come out of all these kahunas. So they're running from the Beedrill.
Okay.
We see a cabin kind of come into view around a corner in the forest, and Nerd Boy is like, oh, man, if we can get to my cabin, I think we'll be safe. So they, like, run and they dive through the door. He slams the door behind them, and the Beedrill's stingers, their butt stingers, not their hand stingers,
right,
pierce through the door that's made out of solid wood.
It's like The Shining.
Hey, Team Rocket. I think you guys might be in trouble.
Yeah. Also, they pulled his stinger out. We look through the hole, and there's just, like, Beedrills, like, hey, we're gonna get you.
Yeah, and we get an exterior shot of, like, 7 to 10 Beedrills just circling the cabin waiting.
Okay, I pulled up a picture of Metapod, and it looks like that's facing away to me.
But this is, like, the part on the, what I'm gonna say is his front is kind of, if you see it, like a mustache or, like, an upper lip kind of portion. I've always just seen him as kind of,
It's like a
worried, like, oh, I'm just a metapod.
No, see,
can't do much but chill out here.
To me, he's turned around and he's like, I'm not looking at it. No, I'm a metapod. It's like a magic eye. Do you see the sailboat or not? You know?
Right, yeah.
So Ash and is like, hey, I gotta go get metapod.
Well, yeah, everybody's in there, and oh man, Nerd Boy is like laying into Ash. He keeps calling him novice and like, you shouldn't have abandoned your metapod the way you did.
He talks about the other trainers from Pallet.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's like, 3 trainers from Pallet came down and beat me. I lost all those fights.
It's showing images of like Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur fighting.
Bulbasaur is literally like whipping the pincer around. So like,
yeah,
this like level.
I think the Squirtle has Metapod caught in a bubble and it's just like Squirtle.
Yeah, and of course Charmander's burning it to death.
Yeah.
Okay, which one do you think Gary has?
I think Charmander.
I think so too.
Or maybe Bulbasaur. Because it was whipping around Pinsir.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but in the manga, he has a Charmander.
He has Charmander.
So, like, that kind of colors my opinion now.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's Charmander. Unless we find out otherwise, that is canon.
That's what I'm going with. Head canon accepted.
But I just want to punch this nerd in his face.
Yeah, because he's like, because of you, we're in this predicament.
Yeah, he's just laying in the Ash. And like, yeah, Ash abandoned his metapod there, but he could have got stabbed to death by a swarm of Beedrill. He didn't really have a choice.
Right.
He didn't want to.
Ash is not at fault, but he's not the hero of this story either. It seems like they sat down and were like, hey, can we make someone worse? Can we make the worst?
I think we can do it.
And they did. Congratulations.
We got a shot of them all in their sleeping bags, and I just want to point out that Ash's sleeping bags says Satoshi, which is his Japanese counterpart's name, so it's just written there. His sleeping bag has a name badge on it, like some kind of nerd.
And it's in a different language, because if you could read it,
it's in English letters.
So that means in the Japanese one, it's like if I had a sleeping bag that said Jake in Japanese.
Oh, right. Nerd. What a nerd.
That would be pretty cool, I think.
So it's the next day now, and Ash, I think, wakes up before everybody.
Yeah, specifically to go get Metapod.
Because like, he's going to go get Metapod. He's hoping the Beedrill are sleeping still, I guess. He's army crawling over there, over to the tree where he saw him last night.
Meowth just pounces on his head and dunks him into the ground.
Team Rocket is so stupid.
Yeah. Remember in the first episode that they were in where we're like, oh, these guys could be threats?
Yeah.
And then like,
and how earlier in this episode, they were like, we need to be careful of the Beedrill.
And then how, like, that was 2 episodes ago that they were like, could be threats. My, how the mighty have fallen.
So Ash is sneaking up, trying to get Metapod. Meowth dumps in on his head.
Yeah.
And this is now bad timing the episode between Nerd Boy and Team Rocket. And they start going through the whole thing. Jesse's like,
prepare
for trouble. Make it double. Ash is like, hey, guys, maybe shut up because the Beedrill. And they get louder. They yell at him.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, don't interrupt us.
And then finish louder.
And then they set off explosions.
And then friggin' explosions go off in the background.
It's insane.
Hey, guys, guess who wakes up?
The Beedrill.
It's all the Beedrills.
Ash's plan is very risky, but I do kind of like...
Yeah, his plan going in was sneak up there, get Metapod,
dip,
and get out before anybody wakes up. But now Team Rocket has ruined that. So he's like, okay, I'm going to charge this tree. And if I can...
Do a barrel roll.
If I can duck under the Beedrill without them killing me...
Without one of them stabbing through my head...
They will dive bomb Team Rocket and I'll be in the clear.
Yeah. So he jumps and he rolls and he just barely misses.
He barely misses. Like, some of them look like they hit him, but the animation doesn't let that happen.
Right. They, I guess, change their focus to Team Rocket, and he just, like, gets up to Metapod real quick. There are Kakuna back on the tree, though. Are these the cases, or are there already more Kakuna? Because if there are already more Kakuna, then Beedrills are the most invasive species there is, and they will take over the Poke World.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's the casings.
Okay.
I'm going to hope it's the casings.
Which on a whole separate level is like real gross.
Yeah.
But it kind of opens up some weird possibilities that we'll talk about at the end of the episode.
Yeah. So he goes over to Metapod. He's like, hey, buddy, I came back to save you. Get in the Pokeball. We can be friends again.
I like that Ash is like talking to his Metapod. He's like, hey, I didn't abandon you. I want you to know that first of all.
He's like, get in the Pokeball. And Metapod's like, no.
No.
It's a meta. And it shakes his whole body because he's just a head.
Not doing it.
And then Ash is like, but I didn't abandon you. I could have died. Everything was... It just all happened so fast. The Beedrill are coming back. At least one Beedrill is coming back.
Yeah. Is this when Team Rocket puts the tank on? Or has that already happened? Or is that...
This is a little later. Because Ash... scoops up Metapod. He's like, okay, we don't have time to argue. I don't have enough time to apologize to you properly.
He starts running. I think that hasn't happened yet.
So he's running. As he's running, he's blaming it on Nerd Boy and just like, you know, it wasn't my fault. He trips and drops Metapod, who just like tumbles across the ground.
And he like lands on his side and he's like, up onto his face, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is a weird way to sit up, but hey, you do you, Metapod.
Ash just is like, no, everything that happened to you was my fault. I need to stop making excuses. If I'm ever going to be a good Pokemon trainer, I need to own up to my mistakes. I just love you so much, Metapod. He doesn't say that, but
right.
Metapod gets all teary-eyed. And
then is this when it happens?
Metapod comes back around. Team Rocket might show up now.
At one point, they pull the tank up, and they're like, because all the Beedrills are coming, and they pull the tank up, and Weedles have eaten it.
I think that's now, because they pop up, and they're like, hey, we almost died because of you. We're going to take your Pikachu.
And then the Beedrills are coming back around, and he's like, Pikachu's not with me, and even if it was, I would never give it to you. He doesn't say him. He calls Pikachu it.
Yeah.
Because they have not decided on genders yet.
I think he said that earlier. I don't know. My notes get kind of wishy-washy toward the end here, because just Metapod has me all burnt out.
Right.
But Metapod comes around. At some point, Team Rocket comes up, and Weedles have eaten their protective tank, because it's made out of, they say paper?
Yeah, it's cardboard.
It's cardboard. It even has, like, the little lines in between the layers. Yeah. Like,
and James is like, well, we made it out of paper
To reduce the weight.
It's like, well, James.
Because the Beedrills are coming back. We can hear them now coming back. So Ash scoops Metapod back up. Team Rocket dips. They run away. I don't know.
They try to shake off the thing. And that's just where they spend the rest of the episode, is trying to get into the tank.
So Ash has Metapod. I think he's running or he's about to run. And he doesn't scoop him back up. A Beedrill is about to stab kill Ash, and Metapod sees that and actually jumps in front of it.
How? I don't know.
I don't know how it propelled itself, but it's like, Metapod! he takes a stinger to the guts or the nose, face, whichever way you see him.
Whichever, yeah.
It's either in the back or in the face. Breaks the Beedrill stinger, and he flies off. I think the rest of them are chasing Team Rocket?
No, they're on their way.
Okay, they haven't got there yet.
They haven't got there yet. This one was very motivated to kill Ash Ketchum.
So there is a gash down the middle of...
the front or the back of Metapod.
Of Metapod. Ash is like, oh, you done died. I done killed a Pokemon.
Oh, no.
But instead it starts glowing and Butterfree comes out.
Butterfree comes out and Ash is just left holding the husk of Metapod.
The gross husk. Empty husk of Metapod.
Which I feel like, and this kind of pertains to the Pokemon World Tour United, that could be like a thing. Like a witch could need... Metapod
like an ingredient.
It could be like an ingredient or like it has properties that you're not aware.
You should try these special poffins I made. I'll tell you the special ingredient after you take a bite.
Crunch, crunch,
it's Metapod husk.
You've been pranked.
Butterfree's here, so that's cool. I love Butterfree in the anime. He's pretty cool.
I need to see more of it in the anime. I don't love the Pokemon. I think it's kind of bad. But well,
he's not a good Pokemon.
But he seems like a cool dude in this.
Even Misty says, oh, it's so pretty.
Right?
So, like, Caterpie was right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Vindicated.
So Ash is like, knock all those Beedrill out with your sleep powder. Butterfree sleep powders, all the Beedrill.
All 9,000.
He also gets Team Rocket.
Yep.
Because Meowth is all curled up like a kitty. And some of the Beedrill are like resting their needles under their heads. Like,
it's kind of
like when you make a pillow with your hands.
Yeah.
They're kind of cute while they're sleeping.
I love Beedrill. I think they're real cool looking. I wish they didn't.
No, I like them too.
I wish they didn't suck so much.
Well, there's a Mega Evolution now, which I've heard is pretty good.
I might have to check that out.
But they're kind of cute when they're sleeping. But when they're awake, in real life, they would be monsters.
Like, every time we see them, like, awaken or, like, become aware in the episode, their eyes glow red and they all look at the screen. Like, look right at the camera.
Yeah.
It's super creepy.
Butterfree knocked them all out. Saved the day. Ash scans Butterfree with Dexter, who says, 1 week after evolving into Metapod, Butterfree comes out.
So they've been stuck in the woods.
Since the last episode, because last episode is when Caterpie evolved into Metapod, they've been in the woods for a week?
How big is the woods?
So big. I'm going to say that it also hit Butterfree stage faster than any other, because it hit Metapod the fastest of any known Caterpie. And the piercing of the Beedrill needle opened it up, and maybe it was just like, all right, I got to be a Butterfree or I'm going
to
die.
Right, I have to evolve or die at this point, yeah. Okay, I'll buy that.
But still, like, 1 week down to 1 day is dangerous.
Right. Like, if it's not a week, or if it is a week, then the Viridian Forest is enormous in the anime.
Okay. Also, I want to point out, all these Beedrill are unconscious. There's no threat, so Ash doesn't catch any.
No, it wouldn't be right.
So we get to the end of the forest. They're saying goodbye to Nerd Boy, who, because Ash used a Butterfree now, is like, you are way better than me.
I am the novice now because you have a Butterfree. I hate Nerd Boy.
Yeah,
so
they
much.
Leave.
Good riddance.
The narrator comes in and he's like, yo, they're on their way to Pewter City.
On the road to Pewter City.
And then we cut back into the forest where Team Rocket is strung up into the tree in some, like, paper mache kakuna disguises.
Made from the tank, I assume.
And then I think Meowth is like, any other bright ideas? Because now we're trapped here forever.
Yeah,
and then Jesse's like, well, at least I have ideas, you stupid idiot.
Now wakes up the Beedrill.
And wakes up all the Beedrill, and they get stabbed to death because we end the episode on them screaming in the forest.
Like, we hear, like, blunk, blunk, like them getting poked with the needles, which were explicitly stated to be poison. And they are trapped in the forest in sleeping bags that they can't get out of, and they're dead now. R.I.P. and peace, Team Rocket.
And that's the episode.
Final thoughts?
That Metapod battle was not as bad as I was remembering it. It was still,
like, a good 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But
like, it was good for the joke, but it still ran kind of long.
It cut away enough that it wasn't super, super bad, but, like, I did fall asleep at some point during this episode because that wore me out.
Any effectiveness that Team Rocket may have had is now gone.
It's officially gone.
They are no longer a threat.
Ash is in this weird place right now where, like, he's not the worst, but he's also still the worst.
He's new. Like, he's playing the role of new trainer pretty well right now.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
but, like,
he never grows out of it.
Yeah, and I think with time, it's not flattering, you know? It doesn't do him any favors. Next episode is the Pewter City episode, which I did talk about in detail in the Pewter City episode.
Yeah, before we streamlined it.
Yeah, so I think that one's weird enough that it's fun, if I remember correctly.
I think so. But until then, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at PWT Podcast. Or you can email us at PWTPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can catch us on iTunes, where you can give us a rating review of your choice. We obviously have a preference, but, I mean, it's up to you. We super appreciate it, though. We absolutely love getting reviews.
We do.
It makes us feel good. You know what we love more than reviews? New patrons on patreon.com. That's Hey Jake and Josh. I'm getting a little heavy-handed with it, and I apologize if that's not great.
We're just coming off a bad string of days work.
This last week was a bear. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you, and last week the bear got us bad. But if you do like what we do here and you want to kick a couple bucks our way, you can go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And we really appreciate it. And you get some cool stuff in return, including these episodes early. You'll get the Pokemon World Tour United episodes early. And if you enjoy those episodes, which I imagine you will, they'll be out more often on the Patreon.
All right, guys, enjoy the poker app. There's one more left after this, and then I need to figure out a new way to end these because I don't want to just run it again. I don't want to kill the joke. But until next time,
smell you later.
I want to be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest.
Articuno, Jinx, Litterina, Beedrill, Haunter, Squirtle, Chansey,
Pokemon,
Parasect, Execute, Muck,
Dewgong,
Johto, Lapras, Vulpix, Rhydon.
At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Charizard, Machamp, Pinsir, Koffing, Dugtrio, Golbat, Staryu, Magikarp, Ninetales, Ekans, Omastar, Scyther, Tentacool, Dragonair, Magmar.
Whoa, catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 20.